Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Good morning and welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. My name is Sherry Doherty and I am your host every Monday morning at 10 a.m., talking about all things real estate in Kingston and the local area. Today, I have a guest in the studio with me that I am very excited to share with you all. Her name is Lynn Stafford, and Lynn is the owner of Home Transformations. I'm excited to give her the opportunity to share her story with you. So welcome to the studio, Lynn.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's jump right in because I'm sure people are curious about what Home Transformations is. So tell us a little bit about your story, what it is that you do, the service you offer to our community, and maybe a little bit about your why.
Yeah, so I offer interior painting services, staging, and I'm a little nervous.
That's okay.
I've never done this before, but
you got this.
Yeah.
She's really great at what she does.
I do staging, decluttering, downsizing services, and offer interior painting. And the reason I do it is I have an absolute love of homes and a love of space. I feel like mentally it affects us when we are in a space that is calm and peaceful, and when we're not in that type of space, it can be overwhelming, stressful.
Yes.
Yes. And there's many different reasons I do what I do. Sometimes I work with people who are wanting to move and they're overwhelmed and stressed.
Yep.
So they need these services to get their home in order and get it market ready. And I have all kinds of different situations that come up, which I absolutely love because there's so much variety in my job.
Right. Is there a specific demographic that you typically work with? I know some of the businesses similar to what you offer target specifically and support seniors or people who are having to do quick moves like a military. Do you have a niche that you service specifically?
So I would say not really.
Okay.
There's a lot of, I've worked with young moms before.
Right.
Who their house is kind of out of control and they need some help.
Yep.
And then I've worked with seniors who need the help.
Yep. Well, the other thing too is that there's a lot of very busy professionals who just don't have the time to get their house in order, particularly if there is a move on the horizon. And so this is a great service to be offering people. I know that you go so far and you kind of get into the suite with us of the services that you do, but I know that you even go so far as to doing auctions of items. And that's a great way because we're going to kind of pop over to the senior market a little bit, but it is very, very difficult to manage a move for an aging parent, particularly for adult children who don't live in Kingston.
Exactly.
And so you need to be their safe eyes and ears here to help make that move happen. So what would the typical path look like if somebody was to reach out to you? Number one, why would they reach out to you and where would they find you? And number two, from that initial conversation, because I know you basically have shared with me that you don't do a cookie cutter solution for everybody. It's very customized in what their specific needs are and how you can help them. So can you take us on that journey?
Sure. So it all starts with either a phone call or an email.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I offer free consultations, which means I am willing to come over and listen to you and see what your needs are.
Right.
And so then offer solutions, as in just, you know, it's not a long meeting, but just where we talk about what are your needs, you know, and where can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
And then and what I offer. So when it comes to, say, somebody who's needing an online auction.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. They say somebody needs to have their home cleared out.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I work kind of as the middle man.
Okay.
You know, so I go in and I would get all their things ready for this auction. I would man the whole thing for them. And the benefit of that is that they actually get some of the money out of that back.
Oh, good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But again, every client is different, you know, so sometimes I charge an hourly rate. Sometimes it's based on the type of work. And so it really is all about communication.
Okay. But it isn't always necessarily about the move, because I know you're a fantastic painter as well.
Mm.
And so you can help do some redecorating and some painting in a home as well.
Yes. I actually do a lot of interior painting.
Okay.
I do. Some people have me come because they just want to redecorate and whatever. And then others are staging a home again.
Right.
So the colors are dark. They need it brightened up. So I've probably been painting for 30 years.
Wow.
And I absolutely love it. And I have a female team.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Yes. So I have other females that I hire to help me with the jobs that I do when
Fantastic.
I need that. Because I have found with many people I've talked to, especially women, they don't necessarily feel comfortable maybe having a man come in when there's nobody else around and that kind of thing. So they tend to sometimes feel a little more comfortable with a female.
Right.
So so that's what I do.
That's really neat. And that kind of segues into, as you know, and I'm sure I've mentioned on the airwaves, that I work with a group of women and we do DIY, like a girl workshops.
Yeah.
Part of the reason as well is sometimes people just aren't comfortable letting a stranger at all in their home, let alone a male stranger.
Right.
So imagine that you're now a 75-year-old widow in a home alone and the person's coming to repair the furnace. And you're home alone. They definitely have safety concerns. I'm just going to share a quick story. So last week, I was actually doing a septic pump out for one of my clients. And I had an amazing experience with the septic company because I've never had this happen to me before. But what happened was I actually got a text message about 15 minutes before the scheduled appointment with a picture of the installer who was coming. So I didn't feel nervous at all. First of all, I had my client with me, but if I was there alone, I wasn't wondering who was showing up and I wasn't wondering whether they were vetted and insured and approved by the company, because I had literally gotten a text from the company saying, this guy with this face is going to show up. He had a very friendly face too. He was very kind. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was a really neat tool that they had to say, like, look, this is who's coming. If someone shows up that's not this person, don't let them in the house.
Right.
Brilliant, right?
That's really smart.
It was really, really good. So I was super impressed with that. Mm-hmm. I really appreciated that. But I do get that there is a need and that people have to be very aware, particularly letting strangers in their home.
Yes,
right?
For sure.
So I do love that for you. How did you fall in love with painting?
I just started at quite a young age. My mother was always into home decor, interior design, painting, doing all these things. And so I just started doing it in my own homes.
Right. Okay.
You know, I thought, I'll just try this. And,
right.
And I kind of did and went, I love this.
That's cool.
and
I know you said you had a prior career to this and this was kind of your side hustle, but really where you were getting your creative outlet and your passion, and you took a leap of faith and went full time into this. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that story?
Yes. So before this, I actually worked in mental health and addictions, which is a completely different ball game from this kind of work. And I guess for me, I absolutely love seeing transformation, period.
Well, whether it's in either of those things would be great. Yes.
Right. In mental health, in someone's home, But for me, I just felt that I wasn't seeing enough of that.
Okay.
Working, you know, in the mental health and addiction area.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, I just decided that this was going to be something that I was going to take that leap of faith.
Good for you. And how long have you been in business?
So I have been in this business a full year on my own.
Okay, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
That's very exciting.
Yes. I've done lots of it kind of on the side over the years,
sure.
But I decided to go full time.
Okay.
So,
I love entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and I particularly love female entrepreneurs. So I applaud you for that. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Good. Mm-hmm. And okay, going back to the suite of services, you're offering painting and some, I'm not going to have the word right, but it's like light staging.
Yeah, it's called occupied staging, I guess you could say. And all it means is that, like for me, when I go into someone's home and I talk to them about the staging, you know, they may not have a huge amount of money to put into that. So what I do is I try and work with what they already have.
Okay.
And then, you know, I may bring in a few of my smaller items just to dress things up a little bit. And so, yeah, so that works really well.
I think people, well, I know people actually appreciate that because staging is wonderful and it is a great service in the appropriate situation. Mm-hmm. It can be very expensive. And so this is an alternative to that because I know that you can go through and carefully guide people as to, okay, this room looks a little bit cluttered. Why don't we take away half the bookshelves and put them in storage? Or why don't we move that chair to the left or the right so it's better maximizing the view or the sun? And yes, let's throw a pillow on it or a blanket or something, but that's not going to come with a huge bill at the end of it.
Exactly. And you know, sometimes it is just moving furniture around, right? Like the way we live in everyday life can be very different from, you know, when we're trying to sell something.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
you also have to give people the space to imagine their life in the home. And if there's so many things in the home that it's overwhelming and you can't even see the floor space or envision your own family or furniture in there, that will be the hindrance to the sale of a home.
Exactly. And I, you know, I think space, that word alone is the key.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Can I see myself? Yeah. I know this is kind of home readiness 101, just depersonalizing.
Exactly.
So although it is lovely, and it depends on the circumstance, so I'm going to correct myself a little bit, but I had one client that had so many photos on the wall of their beautiful family growing up over the years that I told them to leave them because although it did feel like you were stepping into their home, the message was that it was a happy home.
Right.
And that it was a loved home and that there was a generation of people who had lived there and happy memories and they were ready to pass that legacy on to the next owner. Because if they took them down, there would have been so many nail holes in the wall that would have been worse than looking at this happy family.
For sure.
So, of course, I know people are thinking, yes, you can repair the wall and yes, you could repair the wall. But we really sat down and talked about the message we wanted to be sending about this home.
Yeah.
And it was really just that it was a happy home that was loved and well cared for and love lived there. Mm-hmm. And so we decided not to take down those things.
Yeah.
So there's always, it's different in every single circumstance.
It is. And that's why I feel like there's just no cookie cutter person, right? Because it's, and like you said, it's what's the message you're trying to give about the home,
right?
Right.
Yeah. And I love that you don't have, you know, solution A, solution B, and solution C off a shelf, and you just throw them in front of people and say, pick one.
Yeah, I don't.
It's different. I love that.
I've learned that every situation is so different.
100%.
You know.
So, what does an auction look like? Take me through the auction process. I'm very curious about it because I have lots of stuff. So maybe one day I will auction it off. But I am curious. So tell me about that.
So what it looks like is if somebody wants me to put on an auction for them, I come into the home. I take photos of everything that they want gone.
Okay.
Okay. I download it onto an online auction platform. I write all the descriptions. I do all the research. And the thing is, there is a trick to it.
Okay.
And I've learned it over the years. And it matters a lot how you list things on an auction.
Okay.
It matters in how much money that you're going to get back from this item.
So is it the item, the description of the item, the photography of the item?
It's everything.
All of it?
Everything. And that's why, you know, there's some people, I want to try and do my own auction, which for sure you can go for that. But I think the benefit for me to come in is I've had lots of experience doing this.
Yes.
And I've learned what works and what doesn't. I've learned what people want to see in a photo. I've learned key words that need to be in the title.
Things interesting.
It's very fascinating.
Okay.
And I absolutely love it. And I find it very fascinating.
I can tell you're just lighting up talking about it. So I know we're not on video, but you just light up when you talk about it, which is beautiful to see somebody that happy about something that they do.
Yeah, I really, really am. Because you could put a guitar on and say guitar and take two pictures.
Right.
But there's so much missing information.
Okay, so give something away. What would you write about a guitar?
Oh, gosh. I would research. I would want to know the name brand of that guitar. You have to have your sizes in there. That's very important. People care about that. They want to know, is this vintage? Is it newer? You know, there's the more detail, the better.
Okay.
And then with photos, there's a way to do it.
Yeah, there is. Absolutely.
You know, so all this to say, but I take all that on for the client. So they don't need to worry about a thing.
Great.
It is really good for them. And then what happens, I download it all into the platform. They do nothing. They get to watch it online.
Oh, wonderful.
Which is that's the fun part.
That is fun.
And then at the very end, I host the auction.
Okay.
So some of them like to be involved in that, which is great because I need that extra help anyway.
Right.
So the day of the auction, it's all cleared out in about 3 hours.
So do you mean it's an online auction?
Pickup
day.
Yes. So they come to the actual home. And everybody is prepaid, which is amazing. So nobody has to deal with money.
Okay.
And yeah.
And again, going back to the safety theme, how do you manage then either like your own safety there or the homeowner? I guess you have a buddy if there's a homeowner there as well. But I'm sure it's something you've had to think about and manage through. How do you do that?
Yeah. So it depends again on each situation. I do have somebody else, usually another female, actually come with me. I mean, unless my husband's available.
Yeah, my husband is my best safety buddy. He's always with me.
Does, you know, if he's not busy.
Right, yes. He does have stuff too, yes.
He does. Then, you know, I'll have him tag along for sure. But again, I've actually only worked with females in their home.
Interesting, okay.
But there will be males. But and then the other, a big job I've done recently is storage units.
Oh, tell me about that. And what did you find in a storage unit?
Oh, my goodness. It is unbelievable.
That would be fun. I can't even imagine how excited you were that morning to see what you were going to find in there.
Sherry, I'm telling you, this was Christmas.
Okay.
Every time I got to go work in that unit, it was like Christmas. Unwrapping boxes, unwrapping paper. Oh, my gosh, look at this. An old dog from 1929.
That's so fun.
It was so fun, which sounds crazy. But what's interesting about this is I started with a lady one-on-one in her first storage unit. She had two.
Okay.
We were one day away from being done, and she was in her glory. She had looked for 2 years for help. Couldn't find help.
Really?
Anywhere.
Okay.
No help anywhere. Not the help she needed.
Right.
She had physical disabilities and things. Someone had to have a lot of patience, which I tried. It sometimes can wear out. But anyway, she ended up having a stroke.
Oh, no.
Which is very sad.
Right.
And right before we were about to do the second storage unit, and what happened was she was going to be put in a nursing home.
Okay.
And her brain, unfortunately, has never been the same.
Okay.
And the second storage unit, I had to do on my own without her.
Okay.
And the power of attorney was now involved.
Okay.
And so it was her and I now. But this power of attorney said, Lynn, we trust you 100%. I know Evelyn wants you to have this done.
Beautiful.
You guys, talked about this ahead, so you go in and do it. And honestly, I was almost in tears at times.
I'm sure you probably were. I'm almost in tears now.
Her life story was in that storage unit.
Yep.
And yeah.
And so what happens to things like that? Does the family come and take the heirlooms and the things that they want? Does it get junk? Does it get donated? What happens to things that were in there?
So I'm afraid in her situation, she had no family.
Oh, no.
So
no, it's
sad.
Even sadder.
It's very sad. So what I did was a whole lot of donations.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And then a number of dump runs.
Okay.
Unfortunately, mice got into some of it. But I also offered this lady, when she was well, to to do auctions for her.
Okay.
Because in her situation, she was very low income.
Okay.
And I knew that this was a way that she was going to be able to pay for my hours, right?
Okay.
So it really was an amazing experience.
What
for
a beautiful
me, for
service.
Her.
And I know that you, I know you well enough to know that you don't do this, and I'm saying this loosely, but I know you're not doing this because you're trying to get rich.
Oh gosh.
You have a, there's other things you do made you rude that would make you richer, but you're doing this because you have a heart of service. And you want to service people in a way that's valuable and meaningful, but it also lights you up. And so, yes, you have bills to pay like everybody else. So it's not a free service, but I can tell that you're doing it because you love it.
I absolutely love it. And I do genuinely care about the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like even in her situation, I actually went to the hospital to go visit the lady.
Right?
And I didn't even barely know her. But, you know, you can't help when you're human.
Right.
You know, it's heartbreaking.
Well, you get connected to people.
Exactly. You get connected. And so, you know, that's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's not just about making all the money. Because like you said, you know, you could make it a lot quicker and with less work. A lot less work. But,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what's the strangest or craziest thing you've sold for somebody that, say, you thought was going to go for 10 and went for 100 or was just a crazy thing? I'm curious if you have any fun stories like that.
Oh, you know what? If I think there, late, like recent, there was a recent auction where I threw on these spiky white shoes.
Okay, like high heels, like female?
No, they were just your everyday shoes with spikes on them, and I thought, not that anyone's ever going to buy
this. Like soccer cleats or something, maybe?
No, the spikes were all on the sides of the shoes.
Oh, weird. Okay.
I know, and I was just going to throw them out.
Maybe that was a fashion statement at some point, but okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, I'll just throw them on here or whatever. Like, you know, well, they sold for $95.
What?
And not only that, I looked them up online later. I didn't even do the research because I thought, as if anyone's going to want these, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently they're worth $1,000 new.
So is there, I'm going to make a guess, would they be like Flugloss or something? There's a really kind of eclectic shoe type.
You know,
did you look that up?
Crazy. I actually tried to look at the name brand on these shoes and I couldn't read it.
Oh, interesting.
But somebody out there must have recognized
I think if you Google Lens things, my husband does that a lot lately, and he takes a picture of something and then the internet finds you where they're from. So I don't know if that would work in the future or would have worked in this case, but try that.
You know what's crazy? I do use that.
Oh, it
but
still
with these
didn't
shoes,
come up?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I just totally assume nobody's going to want this.
Right. That's
so I actually threw them in with other shoes.
Oh, funny.
Oh, no, sorry. That was another lot. Anyway.
Okay. And what is something that you thought was going to sell like hotcakes and didn't?
Oh, I would say Disney. I had vintage Disney wind-up carousel, vintage, like porcelain figurines that were quite large.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, these are going to be worth something because you don't see them much. And they didn't go for that much.
Really?
Like $12 or something. But again, with auction, there's no guarantees of anything.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Well, same with houses.
It's like a game.
I put up a great house and you think it's going to sell in a week and it doesn't. And you're literally banging your head against the wall, not understanding. It's all time, market, price, all the things. But the
it
one
is.
That you think is going to sell fairly easily sometimes doesn't. And then the one that you think is kind of a quirky house, it goes in a couple days. So there isn't always any rhyme or reason.
Exactly.
Just give it your best efforts and do the things you know how to do, right?
Yeah. And the thing with auction, too, is it's the best way, in my opinion, in Kingston and area anyway, to clear out stuff quickly.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there's people, they're overwhelmed. Their parents have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
The kids don't want the stuff.
Right.
Right. But they want the house staged because they want to sell it.
Well, they want the money out of the house in most cases.
Right.
Right.
So
but not mom and dad's stuff.
Concerned about the spiky shoes in the closet. Right.
Right? Yes.
So it's still a great way to get rid of things.
It is. You and I also had a conversation the other day about Royal Dalton. So in my head, Royal Dalton figurines should sell for tons of money and they should go like hotcakes. And I have many clients, you walk into their house and there's Royal Dalton figurines everywhere. I know the modern generation doesn't know or appreciate them. So what happens with them these days? Do they actually sell?
Well, to be honest, I'm not even going to pretend to know about Royal Dalton really in particular.
Okay.
I haven't sold Royal Dalton, okay. Actually.
Interesting.
Not yet.
Okay, I'm sure you've seen it.
I have definitely seen it, but All I know is there's certain sets on the online auctions that you think, oh, wow, that's old China, and it goes for $12, right? But then you'll see another set, and it goes for way more.
Yeah.
So there's...
Again, no rhyme or reason.
No rhyme or reason. And the other thing, it always changes.
Yeah.
That's the interesting thing, right? One year, this could be worth a lot. 2 years later, it's worth nothing.
Right.
So it's kind of hit or miss.
As is life, as they say, right?
Yeah.
So what has been the thing that has surprised you most about A, now being a full entrepreneur?
Yes.
And B, the work that you're doing that you didn't expect when you signed up to do this kind of work?
I honestly did not expect to be this happy.
Oh,
I know it sounds crazy.
I love that.
I'm serious. Okay. I just kind of thought, oh, this is going to be, something I get to do once in a while when I, but no. Like, I am in love with this job.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That is fantastic.
Yeah, I love all the variety.
Mm-hmm.
There's many challenges, but I love trying to come up with solutions, right?
Right.
And figuring things out. And people like you have been such a godsend. And
thank you.
There's such an incredible amount of support, too, I find.
Right. Yeah, I do find
business owners
in Kingston in particular, we have an incredibly strong network of female business owners and networking opportunities and leaders that bring us all together. So even somebody like Gabby Eaton from Women Means Business, spectacular organization. She has a big event coming up soon.
Yep.
So we all support her, but then in of that, we support each other. So I do love that.
Exactly.
And then, so part B of that question, what is the biggest thing you've learned about the business that you didn't expect when you first signed up to be in the business?
Probably that nothing is predictable.
Okay.
Well, which I kind of knew that a little bit for sure. But yeah, even just the needs are so unique.
Right.
And also I went into it thinking I'm, gonna be doing a lot of painting and probably, some staging downsizing. I had no clue that I would see the need for these online auctions,
right,
the way I do. I had no clue that need is so massive.
Right.
That I've been diving into that because the need is there and I absolutely love it.
That's good.
So it's, I just had no idea that this many people.
Well, Canada overall has a top-heavy demographic because of the baby boomers and even the Gen X and the silent generation above them. We still have a lot of people who are living over 90, so we are definitely top-heavy on age demographic. Mm-hmm. Canada, and then zoom into Kingston.
Yes.
And we're dragging up the average for Canada.
That's what I heard.
Because this is a spectacular place to retire. A lot of people will take their, million-dollar townhouses in Toronto, because that would be what a townhouse would run you, and you can come out here and buy a beautiful farm or a waterfront property or even get into one of our better retirement communities with your nest egg of that. And this is a great option for people to live right on the water, right in between the Thousand Islands, right in between Picton, wine country, and then right smack in the middle between Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal. So why wouldn't you want to live in Kingston? Yeah. That was a plug for Kingston.
Yes. Oh,
but I love it. And our retired people love it as well. So that's why there is such a great need here.
There sure is.
There absolutely. All right. We're bringing it in for a landing. If people wanted to reach out to you, how would they get in touch with you?
Yeah. So I have a website, which is www.home/transformations.net.
Okay.
And an email address.
All right, let it rip.
Okay. Lynn A. Stafford at gmail.com.
Okay.
And I have a phone number.
Okay,
Sherry.
Well, you got 19 seconds. You can let the phone number go.
613-453-8474.
That is beautiful. It is always a pleasure to spend time with you. And I do love what you do and the way that you're serving our community. To you and to all of our listeners, I hope you all have a lovely day finding your way home.
Music doesn't need a visa. 有些声音不用翻译也能听懂。No genre limits, Kokumonai. I'm your host, Haitong Ni. Tune in Thursday morning in 10 a.m. on CFRC. This is From CN to CA.
That was the song Prince of Wales by Chicago-based Veruca Salt from their 2015 album Ghost Notes. Now, after mainstream success in the 1990s, they went through a rather messy breakup in 1998, then reformed in 2013 when cooler heads finally prevailed. Now, before then, we heard Winnipeg-based An Unexpected End with the two-part song Face of Love and Closure, a single they released in March of 2023. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to No Chords Barred, a 90-minute journey across the globe and through time to hear music by mainstream, alternative, and independent artists from the past five decades, all with the primary intent to introduce listeners to artists with whom they may not be familiar, and at the same time remind them of some artists or songs they may have forgotten. My name is Donald Finnegan, and I go through this exercise every week as part of a personal hobby of just discovering new music. Now, that happens in many different ways, and this next set will start with an act that actually reached out to me via email. This is Once a Tree, a husband and wife alternative pop duo originally from and now again based in British Columbia, with a single they released in February of 2026 titled Vampire Girl.
Drinks red wine from the broken To just be in love. heart. I'm getting older and I'm overlearning someone from the start. It feels like faith is a dying art, a means to an end, a passing card. Whoever I was and whatever you are,
sometimes.
That was the incomparable Annie Lennox with the song Why from her 1992 debut solo album Diva. She was preceded by Nashville-based singer-songwriter Drew Irwin with the song I Believe in You, a track from his 2024 album Gone Again. And Melbourne, Australia native Hayden Kalnin with the song Unfortunate Love from his 2020 album Soon Forever, one that had accompanying vocals by another successful Aussie artist, Harrison Storm. The BC duo, Once a Tree, began the set with Vampire Girl, a single they released in February of 2026. This is No Chords Barred with me, Donald Finnegan, and I'll take a short break and come right back with more music. Welcome back to No Chords Barred. So we'll jump into the other side of the Atlantic to start this next set with Hamburg, Germany native Lena Brockhoff, who records under her surname only. Originally released as a single in November of 2025, this is Easy Peeler.